Welcome in everybody to another live edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Hassel with my faithful compadre Glenn Martin. Of course, we are just a little late tonight getting to the show. Obviously, the NFC Championship game is on, but being that we're just getting out of the bank, overcoming this loss, we're going to be here for you for a little bit to commiserate. Of course, we're going to be here on Tuesday to really, really break it down, but we're going to spend 15, 20 minutes with you guys, talk it over, and kind of move on. Glenn? I'm sure it's cold, still cold, but that was a tough loss, really, really tough one. I have a lot of key points I want to get into, but I'll allow you to get some thoughts off your chest.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, great season by the team. You know, you got to love what they did for us this year, bringing us some pretty big wins and bringing us a lot of happiness along the way. But man, to end this way, to score what 10 points, it's a tough loss. And the toughest part about it, Jimbo, is the guy who was making the only guy on the field outside of Lamar that was trying to make plays out here, that was really, really making his presence felt, was of course Zay Flowers, and made tons of plays. But at the same point, man, that fumble was costly. The fumble was costly. I disagree with the taunting call when the guy spins the ball. It's playoffs. These guys are getting paid. This ain't college. This ain't high school. These are grown men getting paid millions of dollars. They can handle a ball being spun on them. It's silly. But that fumble, man. You can't lose the turnover battle 0-3 and get what, tripled up in penalties? And some of the penalties were BS. I'll give you that. But self-inflicted wounds in the playoffs is what separates it.
Yeah. I think I agree with a lot of your points. I think to your points, you can't anybody out there blaming Zay while it was costly. Like you said, I mean, I feel more than anything bad for the kid. Feel real bad for the kid because that was nothing but effort. And you got to hold on to the football. But certainly that play alone was not the reason why the offense only scored 10 points.
Right.
You could wipe those 7 points off the board like we had to, and the offense should have still scored more than 10. The offense was a couple of my issues that I'll say is, one, they're a top-heavy offense. Our defense played lights out. I mean, our defense played excellent.
They shut them out in the second half, Jimbo.
Absolutely shut them out in the second half. But – We fed into their strengths. We had long developing plays. We allowed their pass rush to get going early without Lamar to be pressured. We were taking nothing underneath, and we weren't calling anything underneath unless it was that fourth down to Odell, and we weren't running the football. Three carries to Gus Edwards is unacceptable. Two carries, I think, in the first half for 16 yards, whatever it was, unacceptable. We played ourselves into their hands from an offensive perspective and their defense. They have a good DB, good defensive backs, a good outside pass rush, and we didn't do anything to put pressure on him. Number two, I also want to shout out Kyle Hamilton, who absolutely played out of his mind tonight. I know he got scored on early by Travis Kelce. Say what you want.
Dude, shocked they went at him.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Glenn, I don't care what you say. That football, that nose of football was pushed right back in his hands by the ground. He doesn't make that catch if the ground isn't there.
I mean, maybe they had a better look at home, but the ball looked like it moved a ton on the play. But, I mean, look, shout out to them in a sense that they went right at Kyle Hamilton. Look, Kyle Hamilton made so many plays today. He was absolutely everywhere. His tackling is just unbelievable in space. But to see them go at him on that play was shocking. And then, of course, Travis Kelce, I mean, he had a hell of a day, man. He had a big day. Got to give them guys credit. Pat Mahomes made a bunch of big-time plays, was able to make time for guys to get open and made big-time throws. But, Jimbo, it's frustrating because, look, I don't know what Lamar Jackson saw on that throw to Isaiah Likely, but the only person that didn't have single coverage was Isaiah. He was triple covered. And maybe someone wants to argue about PI. That's fine. The ball should have never been thrown there. You cannot throw the ball into triple coverage in that scenario. So we took 10 points off the board, Jimbo, with the interception and, of course, the Zay Flowers fumble, and we end up losing by 7. It's just – it's frustrating, man.
Yeah, and, you know, by that point, in a lot of ways, Lamar had already taken a mental L because I don't know if anybody saw this, and this is not a knock on Lamar, but it was certainly out of character. And I understand the frustration as well. I don't know if you saw him imploring with the referees on the sideline when the defense was out on the field. Two times he's out there in the side judge's ear trying to figure out what's going on. I understand that there's a time and a place for that, but it's a struggle to do all that and then get back on the field and be clear-headed in a high-pressure moment. It's a struggle.
And no doubt.
You got to figure out ways to move on. And look, it's a growing moment for him. It's a growing moment for the team. It's really hard for me to say the NFL is not leaning one way or another way, but gosh dang it, Glenn. The referees did everything they can, they could possibly to make themselves the centerpiece of this game. And I'll say it once, I'll say it a million times till the cows come home. When it is an AFC championship game, every game, when it's an AFC championship game, your goal should be to be invisible. Let the players play. The taunting, it was ridiculous. The pass,
the running,
what'd you say?
Roquan?
The Roquan one, the roughing the passer on Clowney.
I'll give you the one where he hits him in the head. He hits him in the head.
Travis Jones hits him in the head. That was a clear one. Fine.
I'll give you that. Yeah. But the other one was insane. And then the call on Mallett, the Van Noy, I don't know what they were seeing out there, Jimbo. And look, it was a horrible game by the referees. But at the same time, the Ravens still had opportunities to get in the game. The offensive tackles in particular did not play well. Morgan Moses did not play well. Ronnie Stanley was a disaster. After having his best game all year last week, we're so encouraged. He didn't look good out there today. He didn't look good. And then we couldn't really – look, they got the ball out of Mahomes' hand quickly, but there were still many occasions where I feel like he had too much time. A banged-up offensive line missing Joe Thuney. They're all pro, and we couldn't really take advantage of it.
Yeah, and I know I say this all the time. Nobody holds like a Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. All that being said, you got to get to him. You got to get to him. You can't let him sit back there and run around
with
his nose. Anyway, shout out to Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes for throwing Justin Tucker's warm-up gear before the game. Real class act move. That's really cool stuff.
Did they? I didn't know. Yeah. Hey, also, I heard, Jimbo, I don't know if you even heard this, because we didn't know. We were at the game, but apparently Zay, after the fumble, he hit his hand out of frustration on something like the bench and cut his hand to the point where somebody said he needed stitches. I don't know. This is, again, we're hearing it in the stadium. I haven't watched any coverage of the game.
Yeah.
But I get your frustration, but you cannot – injure yourself to that point. And we were looking for him in the fourth quarter. We're going, where is he? We saw Aguilar, we saw Odell, and we saw Bateman, and then finally we saw the return of Zay Flowers. But oh man, that kills you, man. I know you're frustrated, but you can't hurt yourself.
No, you can't make it worse. The other thing I want to say too is this was Todd Monken's worst game. Worst called
the worst time.
This it was shocking to me that too many times it seemed like, hey Lamar, we're gonna snap the ball. These guys are going to run. Yeah. You're going to try and buy them time and see how they break open. If not, you're going to run it. It just seemed like too many times it's chicken, like chickens running out with their heads cut off. And I blame a big portion of that on Monken. Like I said before, it's funny. People in the chat keep saying he abandoned the run. He didn't believe in the run tonight.
He didn't buy into it.
Yeah, it's wild to me that it's now a phantom ghost. It's not even a real thing. The running game.
Jimbo, you got your computer. What was the run pass differential? What was our total rushes versus? Okay. And you know what? You got to take a couple of the Lamar ones off because, of course, those were called passes. So you can't even count most of Lamar's scrambles. So I want to know how many running back runs did we have today?
Okay, the running backs only had 6 rushes today. Justice had 3. Gus had 3. Lamar had 8.
Jimbo, were they ever being blown out? Were the Ravens ever at any point being blown out? Well, then what are we doing?
No, you're absolutely right.
I don't get it.
You're absolutely right. I'm trying to see if there's any other carries here. No.
Because half of Lamar carries, or more than half, were designed throws.
Yeah. No, I agree. Other than the fourth down, I like to think that – I guess there was probably one other early in the game off the left-hand side.
Maybe.
I thought it was scrambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a
it
wild
can't
one.
Happen.
I don't understand that. I'll never understand it. I know that John and Monken are going to sit down and have a long talk about that one. I've said it before. Really unfortunate. Monken is a bit of an impatient play caller, and it's fun to be aggressive when it works. But sometimes you got to take what's given to you. And I think by being aggressive, we play in their hands tonight. Masi says, so sad, not running the ball. Monken failed. Zay taunting and reaching for the end zone. So undisciplined. Coaching matters. Disappointed in Harbs and Monken. I just want to say this. Masi, I appreciate all your comments. I want to say this now. There's so much blame to go around that blaming it on a rookie, like Glenn said, who had an absolute stellar game, who got caught up in a bogus taunting call, and then trying to make a play for the end zone, made a mistake. is a bad move. Lamar Jackson's your all-pro. You got other all-pro. You know, Ronnie's the all-pro. You got running backs. You got Odell Beckham Jr. You got Nelson. You got all these vets. It's not blaming a rookie like that is not the play. Just my
opinion. Dude, I love Zay. I love me some Zay. Zay was ready for the moment. Yeah, he fumbled the ball. And it hurts. It was a tough play. I mean, it literally was probably – that was the game-changing – like, we go in and score seven there. I mean, I don't know how you were feeling, Jimbo, but I was feeling pretty good about our chances. And so that's why it's like you just feel for the kid because he was ready for the moment. He was making plays, play after play after play, making guys look silly in open field when it didn't look like a lot of guys really wanted the ball coming their way. So I think he was ready for the moment. It's just, you know, it's football, man. Stuff happens. It's football. He'll learn from it. But even though it's weird because it's one of the rare occasions where it's like, even though, yeah, that play, I mean, you don't want to say one play cost you the game, but I mean, no. At that moment, it was pretty much, it was tough after that.
No, absolutely.
But I still can't be mad at the kid.
No, you can't. It's impossible to be. I mean, obviously in the moment, you're frustrated. Everything that happened, that was tough. But I can think of three overthrows on go routes where really simply those could have gone for six and they were overthrows. So were those plays as impactful? Certainly, they weren't on the goal line, but those mistakes were made as well. No one escapes blame here. Certainly on the offensive side of the ball. Not a single person. Monken is where it starts, and then the buck stops with Lamar because those are your generals offensively. That was just a really tough game. Really, really bit of a frustrating letdown game. It's just Quan says, why was Kelce getting free releases all first half? Why did it take all the way to second half to make adjustments? When I saw that one specific ref in the game, I knew that we had to be perfect. Yeah, it's like Andre Iguodala said, toughest games are closeout games. Just like in boxing, you want to beat the champ, you got to knock him out. You're not getting the benefit of the scorecards. A lot of that happened. Certainly tonight we saw a lot of that. But that is one thing that I did notice about Kelce that it's kind of whatever. I'm not a film buff, but there were certainly a lot of times where I felt like he's not going to burn you. So maybe put a hand on him I felt like there was a lot of cushion that was being provided. And look, if you're not worried about him beating you over the top because he's just absolutely going to burn you, then I don't understand all the free releases off the line as well. That was a bit perplexing for me.
Yeah, it was a tough one, man. I mean, it's just you makes you wonder. It's like when you go into this game, you know who his number one target is. You know who he wants to get the ball to. You know who's threatening you. It's Rashee Rice. It's MVS to some degree with the big play and Pacheco on the ground. But it's Travis Kelce. I mean, and the fact that they leaned into that, it didn't shy away, didn't try and make some other guy the star of the day. They just simply went at their star. And to see him, what did he end up with, Jimbo? How was his total catches?
I'll give you some stats here for Travis Kelce. Had 11 catches, 116 yards, and one touchdown. 11. He was 11 for 11. Every time he was targeted, he caught the ball.
I mean, you can't let that guy beat you, man. Like, I look at that, like,
only two of them were contested.
Yeah, like, make someone else be the one to beat you. Like, I mean, you're going to let this guy be the guy. I mean, 11 targets, 11 catches.
Yeah, Pacheco went 24 carries for 68 yards, averaged 2.8 a carry. 12 was
we'll take that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree 100% with you, Glenn. You gotta mitigate the damage that he can provide. And the way that you impact Kelce is you stay physical with him. You bump him off the spot, you stay physical. You gotta stay in his back pocket. So anyway, Manny says this one is just sad, boy. Sure, the refs were a joke, but the offense wasn't getting it done. Amen to that. Struggling because of how many personal cues for the next year? I don't get it. Appreciate y'all for an awesome season. How many personal cues for next year?
DK. I appreciate
personnel questions.
Oh, right. I mean, look, I think the biggest one is we had a pretty fantastic defensive performance, shutting them out in the second half. Mike McDonald, while most jobs have been filled, there's still Seattle available. There's still the Commanders available. Yeah. I've heard his name. He's associated with both those guys.
He's going down there.
And
so
that would just be salt in the wound if we end up losing the guy who just, I mean, he drew up a championship winning game plan against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. And it was on the offense today. You can't, you can't just you can't expect much more than giving up 17 points. You hope to win the game if you do so. And, you know, the offense just didn't do their part.
Yeah, no, I couldn't disagree with you more. But, yeah, so many questions going into the offseason. Of course, you guys know we're going to, like you said, start with McDonald, but you got to talk about Metabike. You got to talk about PQ. But, and that's just, you know, it's just defensively, but certainly we got some offense.
Yeah, what happened was Odell. Because, look, in the end of the game, they were going for Odell when they needed big plays. At fourth and three, late in the fourth quarter, they went to Odell. What does that mean? I mean, what's his paycheck looking like if he hits the free agency? It's just tough, man. It's always tough when the season ends. Because, like, look, tomorrow they're going to go clean out their lockers and they're going to do some exit physicals and they're gone. It's over. It's all over that quick. It's very fast.
Yep. Couldn't agree with you guys more. Joseph Ecker says Justin Tucker got a real nice nap on the sideline. Yeah. Mm. I mean, look, man, the three and outs were ridiculous.
Killer.
We couldn't get in their side of the field. Like I said, Glenn, we played into their hands. I don't understand how we just played to their strengths. Right. We can win other ways. Why? I don't understand that. I don't understand where it comes from. If not,
Mark, I mean, look, they loaded the box and they had single high safety, and to their credit, like, we didn't never really challenge them vertically to take them out of that single high. So they did have a loaded box, which, you know, in theory, you're not typically want to run into a box that has more guys than you can block, but you have to then challenge them on the outside vertically if you want to take them out of single high. I mean, yeah. It's super frustrating. It just didn't seem like we really had any answers for a similar looking defensive game plan that we've seen in years past employed against the Ravens.
Yeah. Well, look, all these guys can do now is look themselves in the mirror and figure this thing out. And all we can do is let's see. It's just Quan says Van Noy flag was reminded me of the Chargers game. Lamar should have used his legs more. Yeah. I understand that Lamar's excited to, you know, extend the play. But, dude, take it. I mean, when it parts like the Red Sea, take it. Right? I mean, I think we all saw it there. People are yelling. Our whole section was yelling, run! Run! Yeah. I mean, when it's out in front of you, just freaking run it, dude. So, yeah, that's a whole nother thing. That's a conversation, of course, we'll get into. Then the Van Noy flag was ridiculous, stupid, unwarranted. Like,
but you hope not to have that from your vets, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it was lousy. What did he do?
It was lousy. He ran up and bumped into the guy, is what he did. But, you know, look, it just hurts. It just hurts to give them anything. Don't give them anything.
Yeah.
And they did. He gave the refs an opportunity to throw a flag at something, and that's what's frustrating. It's like, dude, you're a Super Bowl winning veteran player. You got to make, you know.
Yeah,
it's just frustrating, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. Sean Pisco. Oh, sorry. Cito says I'm proud of the Ravens, but Ronnie need to go. Rashad Busman needs to go, and OBJ needs to step. Zay showed up and played hero until he could.
He did.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of personal question marks in that wide receiver room. And we'll see what happens moving forward. And of course, we'll get into that. I don't want to give too many opinions because I'm a bit emotional right now. And I do want to take some time to think about it. But that's a great point. This wide receiver room could look vastly different next year, depending on how things shake out in the offseason.
I just thought we had answers, man. I thought we had answers for the single high loaded box. And look, they can't blame the weather, Jimbo. We all got lucky with the weather today. It was not nearly as bad as was predicted. There was some rain, but most of it was in more of a mist than even a rain. The wind was way down compared to what was predicted. You can't even blame the weather, man. You gotta be able to have an answer for a single high loaded box. We've seen this too many years, and I thought Todd was the answer and these receivers, but I guess not.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Let's see what Ryan Lays is for. 410 Sports Talk today.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, we will be back next year, boys. Ravens all day. Look, I'm hoping so. I walked out of the stadium. I said, look, this is just 2011 all over again.
Dude, we got to listen to Pat Mahomes get absolutely slurped by every analyst. Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Guess what you can do, Glenn? This is what you do. You ready?
Just me and turn it off? Is that it?
You turn it off, bro.
No, but dude, I love me some football.
I put my phone in airplane mode.
Yeah, I don't want no alerts, man. I don't want none of them. Cito, let's see. Cito says, losing sucks, boys. What feels worse is losing to a douche like Kelsey and company. Money Mac, bro, don't go to Seattle. I beg you. Yes, please. I mean, just be horrible in your interview. But let me tell you, if this was any part of his interview, it looks pretty damn good on your resume. Yeah. What he just put together behind us certainly was enough to get the win. But, yeah, I mean, I don't want to lose – we had some douche. We had a couple fans in front of us for the Chiefs, and they were just so freaking obnoxious. And what can we say? Like, the crowd noise was electric, but the offense didn't give us a lot to cheer for. It wasn't as loud as I've ever heard it because we just didn't have a ton from the offense to get into.
Nope, not at all. I can't disagree with you, my man. It's a tough one. Absolute tough one right now. What's the score of the other game? Is it still 14-0?
That's last I saw, but I'm out on the rooftop deck, dude. I mean, this is a pretty good background, dude. I mean, yeah, you can see. Bad. It's not bad. I'm just saying I ain't doing this after a win, my man.
I know. Sean Pisker says, guys, I simply don't have the strength or the energy. I'm done. Love y'all. Be safe. Sean, I'm with you. It was so great to see some of you guys today. Thank you all for the support. I think there's another one up here, DK. If you want to
throw we bumped into some people. It was pretty cool, man.
Joseph Eckert says, MCDC is leading. Is leading the Lions up 21-7.
Please. 49ers. Please. Because I have to be a Detroit fan now. They are one of the – I mean, they're the most suffering city when it comes to sports fandom. I mean, their Pistons are just dreadful. The Tiger – I mean, and plus they're on the NFC, so it's like whatever. Please let them win, because if it's Niners and Chiefs, it's just like,
why
sickening.
Do I want to do this again? Yeah,
they've had enough. Let's let the Cinderella, please.
Yep. All right, let's go. Damon Mitchum says, this for y'all. Love y'all. I'll be here. Thank you so much, Damon. You know, and I just want to say as well, you know, look, you guys killed it this year, crushed it. We had record numbers, and we're not going anywhere.
That's right.
The season's over, but if you guys have been with us before, you know how it goes in the offseason. We're looking forward to it. Let's see here. Is there another existing one, DK? Josh Wong says Pat Mahomes scored 17 total points. Nothing in the second half. Just remember that when they can't shut up about how great Pat Mahomes is. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
He didn't win this football game.
You know what it is? We're not going to – if we don't hear that, we're going to hear the playoff BS about Lamar, especially with the fuel of the interception he threw.
Yeah. No, you're right. Their defense won in this game. It wasn't the offense. It wasn't Pat Mahomes that got it done. I'm sure he'll find a way to think that it was stealing his oats a little bit, but he's still got to talk like Pat Mahomes when he opens his voice. So it opens his mind. Anyway, Manny says taunting should be a penalty. Soft as cotton, grown ass men making it in. They're saying worst all game, but a ball spin is too far. Grow up. Yeah, Manny, this is the AFC Championship game. This ain't a preseason game.
Say high school.
This ain't week one. You know, you expect something like this in the preseason.
Right. Yeah, like you're trying to send a message type shit, but in this game?
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Who else? We got any other ones on here, DK? All right.
Don't forget, we fumbled after that. Like, that could have – I mean, who knows how that changes the game? Like, you can't just gloss over that.
Yeah. Now, look, Glenn, I know you're cold. I know you got the family out there, so I don't want to keep you out there too long.
Yeah.
But obviously, we're going to be back. We're going to take some time, break it down. We're going to talk about this game in depth, as painful as it may be, but join us on Tuesday. Yep. We're going to be here, have a therapy session, break it down. We're going to talk about how we can move forward. We're going to start looking forward. So let's put this last super chat up here, and then we're going to get out here. And, of course, we're going to talk about our competition winners, our playoff edition competition as well. We'll do it on Tuesday as well. And we got some big announcements from the 410 Sports Talk squad coming for next season. So, DK, if you want to throw this last one up, we'll bounce on this one. There we go. Cito says, I love the fact that we can – make the AFC championship be the one seed, have the MVP, and still get called frauds. Look, man, you win some, you lose some. This was a tough game, but it's a single.
But it's just Jimbo. I'm sorry, but it just extends this whole thing where it doesn't matter what we do in the regular season. It doesn't matter. All that matters from here on out is what happens in the postseason, and we got to wait a long time to have those questions answered again.
Yep. You are absolutely right, Glenn. I can't disagree with you, but we'll be here for the waiting. We ain't going nowhere.
That's it. We'll be here. That's it. Yeah, that's it. We're here, win or loss. That's right.
Yeah, enjoy the family, Glenn. Enjoy the night, the time you got. I hope you guys do the same. Still made some great memories today. So fun to be out there with you, the family, everybody else. Drive safe, and we'll be back soon. DK, great to see you, man, as always.
Dude, I was...